Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the Gym of the Day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about light. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Go on before us and setting our crooked path straight. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, light. The last few days I've been doing a lot of reading in the book of John. And going back to John chapter 1, speaking of Jesus, verse 3 says, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. I want to talk about this light today. Talking about in him was the life, and the life was the light of men. It goes on to say, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, did not understand it, right? I like how it reads in verse 6, though, speaking about John the Baptist. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. See, I'd said there was a man sent from God. Keep that in mind. He was sent. His name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Now, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Keep saying he gives light to every man, right? I keep speaking about the light. Why? Well, because we too were sent from God just like John the Baptist was. It says it here in chapter 17 of the book of John. Jesus himself is praying on our behalf. Verse 16 in chapter 17 of the book of John says, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So we too were sent to bear witness of that true light, which gives light to all men. Just as John the Baptist was, we are to bear witness. We are to witness on Jesus' behalf to ensure that others see that light and make it to the kingdom. Which is pretty cool considering that all of us actually are lights scientifically. If you Google it, we do emit light. It's just too dim for the naked eye to see. Pretty interesting. This is something I did not know. I know that we emit energy. I didn't know that we actually emit light. When I Googled it, I was like, wow, this is interesting. It's just 1,000 times less intense than the levels to which our eyes could see. Basically saying that, yes, our light does exist. It's just too dim for our eyes to pick up on. It's very interesting that we actually do shine. We just don't see it. Now, with that being said, knowing that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge is what the scripture's saying. Once you know, what will you do with that? Knowing that you literally do shine. You just didn't know you did. Knowing that he's called you to be a light, to bear witness of that true light that gives light to all mankind. Now that you know these things, what will you do with that light that you've been given, with that light that you should let shine? Because you do, whether you realize it or not, already. You are a light. You were sent from God to bear witness of that light. What will you do with it? Think about that. The G.O.D. God bless.